What a great story.
Time I almost actually killed her.
The Tantrum House Board Game Podcast is recorded live from Studio WKRB in Greenville, South Carolina. This podcast is brought to you by our friendly local game store, Boardwalk, purveyors of fine games, Bezier Games, the new classics, Final Frontier Games, bringing friends and family closer together, The Game Steward, your second chance at Kickstarter games, and Game Toppers LLC, upgrading your gaming experience. Your hosts are Prognosticator Supreme, peering into the swirling mist of future Kickstarters and glimpsing the diamonds in the rough. So buckle up. Seriously, especially if you're driving right now, because you're about to arrive at the Tantrum House.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Today we got Will Meadows.
Sarah Meadows.
Kevin Delp.
Melissa Delp.
And Ryan Pills.
In the house!
How's Katie doing?
She is tired. Yeah, it's hitting her hard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the countdown? Are you doing like the day thing yet?
No.
That's good.
But we're in the final trimester. We're just trying to pretend it's not coming.
The baby is coming.
Surprise!
Yes, it very much is.
So it'll be here tomorrow.
November?
Yes, November 15th-ish.
Okay.
Katie thinks it'll be later.
And it's a girl. So.
Yes.
Do we have a name? Are we not announcing that?
I think we've selected a name,
okay,
but we're
good.
Not going to let anybody know.
All right.
Until when?
Until
the birth?
She comes.
The announcement? Yeah. Are you going to have like a cool graphical thing? We're just going to be like, Facebook?
I don't know. Apparently, we're not like awesome people.
Katie's pretty awesome. She could be...
She doesn't like doing that sort of stuff.
Okay.
I was kind of surprised.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's very understated all along the way.
Chill.
So, yeah.
That's good. Chill moms are the best.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they are. We've got all kinds of cool stuff to talk about tonight, especially...
TantrumCon!
Game night! Okay, we'll come back to TantrumCon in a minute because we want to spend all of our energies on that. But let's go ahead and talk game night. We just came back from the Red Barn.
Yep.
Had our monthly get-together. Had a pretty good turnout. I think more than we had last week, actually. Last month.
Yeah,
we were sick last time.
We definitely had more than we had last
month. Yeah, what do you guess?
Good turnout.
40 to 50?
I played several pretty cool games. Did you guys play anything that was fun or exciting?
Melissa wrote a thing down.
We got to play Visitor from Blackwood Grove or something.
Yeah, I'd never seen that before.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I saw it at Gen Con last year, and I just never got to play it. So it was cool to finally get to play. And
Did you guys lost? Who won?
We killed the kid.
We did win.
No, we didn't kill him. We did whatever you do to kids.
Yeah. We overpowered the kid as the government agencies.
So the premise for the game is that an alien has landed, and he has a force field around his ship. And he's working with a kid, random kid on a bike who likes him. And they're trying to build trust with each other and figure out like a secret combination.
Is this like E.T.?
Yeah, it's totally E.T.
And then there's government agents. I was from the FBI.
I was CIA.
DEO guy and somebody else.
NSA, I think.
Yeah. And so they're all working to like figure out the code as well. And it's basically Mastermind.
Oh, okay.
To an extent where the alien has like a... secret code, and the code is something like things that are metal or things that are big or
things that are edible
that you can eat. Okay. And so everybody else has a hand of random item cards,
okay. And
they get to submit one card to the alien each round, and he either says, "Yep, I accept this, it fits my
thing." It goes through the force field.
Correct. And he puts it inside the force field, or he puts it outside the force field.
Okay. And so you can see it.
Right. Well, no, you can't. It's actually face down. So the agents each are submitting a card to him.
Oh.
And they can either, like, win kind of cooperatively, like, by sharing information with each other, or they can try to go for the win themselves. So they could, like, lie about what they put in. They could be like, "I submitted a chainsaw," and it could be a total lie.
It would be a banana.
Right. And then, so you kind of get information from that, and then you're working to, you know, narrow it down and see if you can figure out what makes it through the force field and what doesn't.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was interesting to play and work together. We were on a track about like noisemakers for a while there, but it turned out to be just things that were metal.
That had metal in them. To win the game, you have to like submit. You have to flip four cards off the deck on your turn, and then you have to predict like, will these make it into the force field or not? Which ones are which?
So you could totally like guess.
You probably maybe could. It'd be hard depending on what you flipped over.
Right.
But we had pretty much narrowed it down to mechanical and or metal, I think we got a pop can through, and we knew that wasn't mechanical, so we figured out it was metal, and then
figured out it was soda. Yeah.
I also got to play Codenames Pictures. There was folks that hadn't played it yet, so I had to show them Codenames Pictures.
Cool.
Good job.
I played some Costa Rica, which was fun, with Will's kids, actually. And then I taught some folks herbalism, and it was a little much for some folks that were like fresh out of work and just tired because like you have to do some deduction that they weren't prepared for
herbalism.
But yeah, I think everybody had fun.
I mean, it's a small box, so maybe it looks like it's going to be a simple game.
They were surprised at what they got into. So.
Speaking of small boxes, Sarah and I played Arboretum from Renegade Game Studios with Brian, one of the attendees, and it's
very thinky.
It is a thinky game. Yeah. For all you're doing mechanically is drawing two cards and playing one and discarding one.
Wow.
It's very thinky.
Interesting. I haven't tried that. What's the twist? What's the gist?
The scoring.
It's how you score, and if you can even score the trees that are in your grove, in your arboretum. Cool. So you're trying to create paths of trees numerically, and as you do that, you're seeing what other people are playing down and trying to keep certain cards because at the end you have a hand of cards and you can only score your grove, your trees in your grove, if you actually have the highest sum of that color tree. If someone else beats you out, so say I play seven
of a maple tree
and someone plays a nine, then
Kevin doesn't get to score any of the cards he played.
So
you're trying to lay cards in your path and everyone can see it. And then you discard cards so people can pick up the cards you're discarding. So you're also trying to not lay cards from your hand that are going to help other people. And
the artwork is beautiful. Beth Sobel did a beautiful job. This is actually a reprint from, I think, a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. So
With new art.
Okay. And a new publisher.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. So it's not like AP inducing because you only have two cards, but it does.
Well, it's a little AP because you have to start with seven cards. So you are pulling cards into your hand and discarding one, you know.
So you'll always have seven.
It's a little AP. It's not that AP because you can only lay one.
Okay.
So.
Cool. That sounds really good.
Melissa.
So I taught some people Baron Park tonight.
Good one.
So that was a lot of fun.
Good one.
And the teenage girl noticed that there were koalas in there and immediately said, koalas aren't bears.
No.
So then I read the part in the rule book that says, we know koalas aren't bears, but people like koalas, so we're going to have them in our park.
Nailed it.
And then I also played Pictomania from CGE.
I was getting jealous because I was sitting over playing a different game and I kept hearing like ferocious laughter and good times.
Well, and people were playing Blank Slate.
Yeah, both of those
were like...
All kinds of fun.
No wonder we were having a hard time with our games.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Pictomania, our last round, we did the really insane cards. And one of the columns had things like story, fable,
parable.
Legend.
Oh, goodness.
But then another column had things like poem, novel.
Oh,
and
no.
So there were two cards that had similar words. So it wasn't just the one card that you were trying to.
Crazy.
Yeah. So it was difficult.
What was the winning picture? Like I can't even imagine what I would draw.
Well, to play the game, each person gets a number and a letter, and that designates a specific word that they have to draw.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're trying to draw quickly, and then guess what other people are drawing. So you want your picture to be distinguishable from the other things that are there. So the round where we had a bunch of story things was very difficult.
Wow.
There was another round where I had Lancelot and Guinevere, but also on the card was Othello and Ophelia.
Other Shakespearean.
Yes, it was... There was like three of them that were really difficult that were all kind of along the same vein. So.
Well, one of the things that I ended the night with was Fruit Ninja Combo Party from Lucky Duck Games.
All my amazing reflexes were for naught.
I heard your son beat you.
You did. Yeah. I think I grabbed the handle more than anybody else, but my points were terrible.
I think because you push your luck too much.
Apparently. That was it.
So it's interesting that you are in this game, which is a very simple game. You know, it's the mobile app game that's now like this board game. It's got a push your luck mechanic, a card drafting Seven Wonders style mechanic.
Kind of like Sushi Go, where you...
Right. Pick one and pass
yeah,
it.
Pick one, play yeah, it, that's pass true. It.
And,
more
so you and try to add it to your
push your luck,
pile.
Card drafting, and then there's dexterity. the dexterity with the set collection. It's just like, yeah.
It's good stuff. It was
they,
fun.
They did a good job.
The kids did a really good job.
So both Lincoln and Xander beat you?
Both of them beat me, yeah. I got dead last. I grabbed the handle like the first three times in a row, and I was like, oh, I got this game in the bag.
It's not just about the dexterity.
It is definitely
evidently
not.
Evidently not, if yeah. a five-year-old beat you.
Yeah, it's all about, like, so you're either collecting different, when you're playing different the cards fruits. In front of you, you're either playing a different fruit every time to try to stack up and get right. points, or you're playing the same one every yeah. time. And yeah,
the problem
my
is that the whole first round, I was right before Will, so I was giving.
He was bleeding my deck.
I was like, I knew. I was like, I know what he's going after.
Playing.
Kevin was sabotaging Will.
Yeah, yes. It was good. So there's take that as well.
There is a little bit. At least trying to look at what other people are doing. So that's I enjoyed fun. It. So this is straight to retail from Lucky Duck. And they haven't done that too often because they've done other games through Kickstarter.
It was super fun. I enjoyed it a lot. It was perfect because the kid, 5-year-old, was grabbing the handle just as fast as anybody else.
He was. Yeah. And was cool. I think we should do a playthrough.
I think we should.
Of this.
Will that be, we should, let's just do it. Will that be live anywhere near the time that this launches?
Probably a couple weeks.
Couple weeks.
All right. I tried. So yeah, that was a cool one. I played for the second time War Chest.
Okay.
Which is really cool from AEG. I got to play that at Mega Moose Con, which I'll talk about in just a second. But I played it again tonight, and it's a 2 or 4 player game. It's got really cool, like clay. I don't know if they're clay or plastic. They're heavyweight poker chips that you use to take your actions on your turn each time. And it's like a strategic
abstract
chess like area control game because each of your coins moves in a different way, kind of like chess. And then you are trying to get your control markers out on the board. So you have to get your token out onto a certain marker and then spend another matching token to be able to put your control marker down. It was really interesting.
For good things.
Yeah, it's really gorgeous. You've got all the components are really nice. You've got the embroidered bag with your logos on it and all these different nicely designed cards.
So you're pulling coins out of your bag?
Yeah, so it's a little bit bag building. You are... you're drafting the tokens to start off with to get them into your bag,
okay.
And then you're pulling out 3 each round. You only take 3 actions each round.
Oh, wow.
And then after you spin them, they go into your discard pile. Unless they're destroyed in battle, then they're removed from the game entirely.
Oh, wow.
And then you put them all back into your bag and redraw for the next round.
You guys should do a review of this.
We should. I would love to. It actually was a lot of fun. I've played it 2 times now, both as a 4-player game. I need to try it as a 2-player. Really, really cool. It's really elegant, really nice. It has this chess feel to it, but with like a whole other level of stuff to it.
Yeah, and the box kind of looks like a chest,
yeah.
doesn't it?
It's got a magnetic clasp on it, yeah, that opens up to reveal all the tokens, and it's fun. It was really cool. Segue from that into, I got to hang out at Mega Moose Con this past weekend.
Great.
Went up to Richburg, South Carolina.
Did you drive your by yourself?
I did not. I actually took our old intern, Jonathan Blummer, with me.
Oh.
Got to hang out with him for a little while. And then another friend of mine, Dan Johnson, came with me. We hung
he's
out.
He's not old. He's just former.
Former. Yeah, I'm the old one in this case. Made it up there. Got to see Marty from Rolling Dice. I think he was the only person that I really ran into. I got there Friday night a little bit late and only got to hang out for a while.
I know Rory from Epic Gaming Night was there.
I saw him Saturday. Or I saw pictures of him from Saturday. Yeah, cool. I didn't get to see him Friday.
Alright.
But yeah, had a lot of fun. They had a good little... They have a very nice convention area. It's not really a convention center. It's like a... I don't know
it's
what
like
you
a
call
lodge.
It. Yeah, kind of like a lodge. Real nice space. Lots of good lights. Bright tables.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of different games going on. I got in another round of 2 Rooms and a Boom.
Yes.
I was as soon as I got there and I saw that they had it in the library, I was like, okay, we're going to play this. And we're going to find some people.
Well, I'm glad you played it so that we can do a great experience at Tantrum Pound, which we'll talk about at the end of the episode.
Yes, absolutely. And that was one of my main reasons for wanting to try it is I knew I wouldn't be able to get as many people as I had at Origins.
Okay.
And I think you definitely need those numbers.
Cool.
We played it with 10 people, I think, 10 or 12. And it wasn't quite enough. Like, you could pretty much figure out everything you needed to know.
We need 16 to 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, at least, I think I played maybe 14 to 16.
Okay.
But, yeah,
we'll
20 would be great.
Cool.
And this episode, we'll be talking about six games coming to Kickstarter the week of September 3rd, 2018.
Yeah, before we jump into our Kickstarter conniption, do we have a shout-out for a sponsor?
Yeah, we could talk about something that happened recently.
Tell us your story, Kevin.
Story time with Kevin.
Story time. So one of our sponsors is Game Toppers, and we love our Game Toppers. We're sitting around one right now.
I just got a drink off of my nice extended coaster with corkboard.
Okay, so let's talk about that coaster. So when I was at Origins, I got to use one of the Game Toppers while I was demoing games, and I got to use, they have these really nice copper cup holders.
Yeah. And keeps your drink cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
we didn't have any of those.
Yeah, so we didn't have any, and so when we brought home our Game Topper system from Origins, we had like all this like paraphernalia and accessories, and it's awesome, and I gave, like, we divvied it out, and we
pulled out all the cardboard and all the...
So I had all the cardboard in my garage, and I'm like, it's time to clean out this cardboard in my garage. So I'm pulling it out, and I'm stomping on it to, like, fold it up to put it in the trash can. Oh, no. And all of a sudden, I'm stomping on it, and the cardboard isn't going down. And I'm like, stomp, stomp, stomp. And I'm like, why isn't this going down? So I looked inside this, like, cardboard piece, and there are copper cup holders
that are
very, very durable.
Not squashed.
Not squashed. I want to, you know, give a good word to Game Toppers and their system of not only their table topper, but the accessories are amazingly durable, and I need to bring over a few of these cup holders. We have four of them.
There we go.
to Tantrum House here, and we can actually utilize these awesome copper cup holders.
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah,
we appreciate it.
Do we need to do any tests, like run over them with our cars? And
no,
stuff like that?
No, we tried that once with the board game. It doesn't end well.
We won't tell that story.
Poor board game.
All right, well, let's go from here into our Kickstarter conniption.
Kickstarter conniption.
Kevin, why don't you start us off?
So the first game for our Kickstarter conniption segment is Eye for an Eye. This may sound familiar to you.
It does. I remember.
They actually canceled their campaign, and they are relaunching Eye for an Eye on September 4th. And this is Ben and Shay from Darwin Games. And they are from Australia. And they are relaunching Eye for an Eye on September 4th. It's a 2-6 player dice rolling arena combat game with these really cool one-eyed creatures.
Yeah, I don't know how you describe it.
It's the world that they created.
Alien eyeballs.
Yeah, I think they call them the Oculites.
Okay, makes sense.
And they are pretty cool. The Miko has done the art
I was going to ask that. You're going to ask, yeah.
So, really cool. I think they've done some more development on the game and just maybe even some more marketing to get the word out more. It is only a 15 to 25 minute game, even with that many players. I think a lot of it is because of their simultaneous play.
Yeah, kind of a real-time combat.
And if you want to hear more about that, I believe it was like episode 34, 35 is when we actually had Ben from Darwin Games on our podcast.
Oh, cool.
So you can listen to that interview again if you want to hear a little bit more about that. So, Melissa, what do you got?
On September 3rd, Nanti Narking is coming to Kickstarter. This is a Victorian game of wit and pod snappery.
This sounds familiar too. Yeah.
Yes, this one has been announced for a long time, and now it has finally coming to Kickstarter. It is designed by Martin Wallace, published by Phalanx Games. It plays 2-4 players in about 60 minutes, and this is actually a re-implementation of Discworld Ankh-Morpork.
Sounded good.
It was a try.
Ankh-Morpork, as Terry Pratchett would say.
Yes, so this game is very similar to that one, except it is now based in the world of Dickens and Doyle's literature. It has 90-plus miniatures based on true London characters. The game has area control, dice rolling, hand management, some take that, and variable player powers. And it does have some differences from the original game. This is Nanti Narking, coming September 3rd. Ryan.
Coming September 5th from Crawling Chaos Games is War Titans, Invaders Must Die. This is an interesting blend of mecha and monsters. It's kind of if Pacific Rim met, like, Voltron, Legendary Defender.
Nice.
The artwork definitely reminds me of the Voltron series.
Cool.
They've got some amazing-looking renderings of miniatures they're going to do. So this is a very miniature-heavy game. So your pilots that are piloting these big titans, and you're fighting tyrant monsters and their underling monsters that are, I guess, are called invaders. And I'm not sure exactly how all of the gameplay goes, but it's cooperative, 1 to 4 players, and it just looks like it's going to be amazing. They've got some great art, some great miniatures.
Cool.
I'm hoping that the gameplay will be just as good, but it's a little hard to find out what exactly is going on with the gameplay. They're being a little tight-lipped about it, but hopefully September 5th, we will find out more.
Cool.
That is War Titans. Will, what do you got?
September 4th, No Escape from designer Jonathan Thwaites from publisher Oom is coming to Kickstarter. It's a 14 to 45 minute maze solving, escaping, meeple, cool looking game. The board, from what I understand, the way the game works is that you've got your, you are trying to escape the maze as fast as you can by actually making it harder for other people to escape
the maze. No escape.
Yeah, so you're revealing tiles and you're putting those out in front of the other people in the game, trying to slow down their progress as they try to escape the tile-based map. And then you've also got action cards that you'll be able to use. I think there must be like a point where you have to discard them in the game, because it's the description for the game is written so that it sounds like you don't want to play your cards too soon in the game, but you also don't want to wait, so there's kind of that pressure of luck type of thing, because you want to be able to play a bunch of cards and escape at the end, but I guess your hand can get too large and you have to discard or something like that. The maze art looks pretty interesting. It talks about some like unique dice movement stuff, and I don't know what that means necessarily, but it looks like a pretty fun, pretty quick game that you are basically trying to make everybody else's life more miserable so that you can escape faster and win the game. That is No Escape from Oom Games. Sarah, what are you looking at?
Coming September 5th is the game Bad Maps, and this is from the publisher Floodgate Games and designer Tim Armstrong. And this is a 3 to 5 player pirate game, and it plays from about 30 to 60 minutes. It is a programming game where you are given some cards that you're only given portions of several different pirate treasure maps, and you're trying to piece together where the treasure actually is based on only having some of the information. And so you will be, over a couple of rounds, the pieces will be laid out on the table, and you have minions that will be placed on the maps trying to find the actual treasure. So this looks interesting, and we will check that out on Kickstarter September 5th. Kevin.
So the last game for Kickstarter Conniption is actually an expansion. And this is from Minion Games, and it's actually tentatively scheduled for September 4th. It is an expansion to the Manhattan Project Energy Empire, which is a very popular game from Minion Games. This is the Cold War expansion, and it's going to bring some new strategy and options to the game. It is bringing some new things that you can do, specifically more ways you can win, more opportunity for player interaction. And he says the expansion will likely include new nation cards, new global impact cards, new structure cards, mega structures, espionage, the Doomsday Clock, and the Clash of Nations solo mode.
So many things.
I wonder if those are stretch goals or maybe just things that they were still working on.
Yeah. Them. So
maybe stretch goals says likely.
Yeah. So tentatively look for this Cold War expansion for the Manhattan Project on September 4th.
All right, so one thing we're going to be looking for right now is Larry's Tantrum House Timeout. I said it right this time.
Woohoo!
He's going to be looking at the game Legends of the Hidden Temple.
the 60-second Tantrum House timeout.
Why would you even play this game?
Where we save you from playing the games that you wish you never played. Here's your host, Larry the Intern.
Today on the timeout, we're throwing it back to the 90s. We're looking at Legends of the Hidden Temple by Pressman Toy Corps, which is based on the hit TV series. The TV show was one of many Nickelodeon smashes that were the crown jewels of kids' television in the 90s. Released in 2017, the board game's designer revved up the nostalgia engine and let go. But unless you're looking to add your collection of 90s relics, Goosebump books, Lisa Frank art, and Beanie Babies, then pass this trap up. However, this game is perfect if you enjoy the following: player elimination in round 1, useless trivia that's not connected to the game's theme, lots of drinking mini challenges in a kid's game, oh, and all the dice rolling, literally all of it. Sounds too good to be true! Insert sarcasm emoji here. The artwork and nostalgia prevent total disaster, but I'm giving The Legends of the Hidden Temple 3 booming Olmecs out of 5.
All right, well, thanks, Larry, for your opinions on Legends of the Hidden Temple. I do have to say, growing up, watching this show on Nickelodeon
was
a highlight of my week growing up.
Yeah, I love how they always get to the monkey puzzle. It's always included in the Temple Run, and everybody always struggles with it. It's like, have you not watched anybody before? Come on.
Get through it. Oh, I used to love it. I didn't have cable or Nickelodeon, but whenever I would see this show, like, it's so iconic that you can't miss it when it comes on. It's like, what is my favorite show?
Oh, I wanted to be on that show, like... It made doing things like the presidential fitness challenge in school like worth it. Like, if I could do all these push-ups and all these things, I could be good enough to be on this show someday.
But I was kind of young when it was on. The thing that freaked me out was in the
he
Temple
just
Run.
Called you old. I don't know if you're really...
In the Temple Run, there are guardians, and they like jump out. And
yeah,
sweep
I remember
the kids.
This.
I hated those things. They freaked me out.
Ryan has nightmares.
That's right. Yeah. Half of Ryan's dreamscape is probably based on Legends of the Hidden Temple.
You don't even know.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed when I heard that the game itself wasn't as amazing as it could
been. That's just Larry's opinion.
Yeah, I haven't actually played it yet, so we'll have to see.
That's hilarious. Did you say there was a movie, Ryan?
Yes, there was a movie, came out a few years ago. It is...
not good.
Quality.
So quality. You're recommending that everyone should go watch this.
If you're really bored, you should check it out. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Is that code?
Yeah. It has a good personality.
It's a made for TV movie.
Oh, gotcha. That's too funny. Well, before we waste any more time, because we've already wasted the entire episode talking about board games, we need to talk about TantrumCon.
TantrumCon!
What? I can't believe it. Did you guys know that tickets are on sale now?
What?
I can't even believe it myself.
TantrumCon.com?
Yep, that's right. That's where you'll find them at. September 1st, tickets went on sale. Hopefully, you guys are listening. You're like, oh, I already got my tickets. I knew about that. I'm on board.
Yeah, they should. I mean,
if you didn't, now's your chance. Go do it.
Yes.
Tell us your vision and dreams for TantrumCon, Kevin.
TantrumCon.com is going to be amazing because we've already got people that are so interested in coming. So we're expecting hundreds of people to sign up and so excited to
join us at the event.
Join us at the event and have fun playing board games because that's what we want to do. We want to really focus on playing board games. So there are going to be some events and things like that and some learn to plays, which is all about playing board games. But I think that's going to be the big draw.
Yeah. And we have a game library that has over 500 games. We're going to have some
that's right
the
now.
Hot games.
That's like pre-getting all the donations and everything that'll be coming in.
That's like our base level games is 500.
That's just going to grow as we go, which is awesome.
Yeah.
What did you think about the venue? You guys haven't seen the venue yet, is that right?
No. Ryan, tell us about this cool venue.
I felt like a princess in a ballroom. It was amazing.
Did you twirl?
A little bit. There was a red carpet because there was a wedding going on.
So the story is that you were sort of impressed from the pictures that Will took.
Yeah, it's so much bigger in person. It was really cool. I don't think we were actually supposed to be in the space
the room
itself
that you were in.
Because we ended up going through some unlocked doors.
Nice.
And then every other door we tried was locked after we tried
so you
to
couldn't
get
out.
In. But it was very cool. I'm excited about what what's going on. I did not realize we had so much space.
Yeah, it's really gorgeous. The whole area is nice. Like, the parking is built in.
It's free.
Yeah, it's free parking, which is amazing. I think I believe there's like free Wi-Fi and free food in the hotel, like breakfast if you stay there.
Yeah.
It's like a block from the main strip on Spartanburg, which has got all kinds of cool stuff. No, but it's a great little area that it's in, and the hotel is like, I don't know how new, but it looks, it's like state of the art, brand new, shiny, giant touchscreen, TVs everywhere. Like, it's not the rundown, creepy hotel that I've been in for some conventions.
Yeah. It's a nicer Marriott because it used to be a Renaissance.
Oh.
Which is upscale hotels. Cool. Yeah.
So wait a second.
And you can actually see some of this because we have a promotional video.
That's right, which will be on our YouTube channel and on our website.
And when is TantrumCon?
We should answer that question. So it's President's Day weekend.
February 15th, 16th, 17th.
2019.
Yes.
So we got a little while, but here's why you need to jump on the tickets, because we're doing an early bird special ticket sale. So the prices for tickets will be the lowest they're going to be all year in the month of September.
Yep. September is going to be, this is it. So if you're hearing it, you have September, like right now. I don't even know why you wouldn't wait till later September. It is September.
Right.
Go and get your tickets and register. They're right now $54.
Right.
And there's, I think, tax included in that. But
for all weekend.
Yeah.
For
three-day convention.
Yeah. Three-day convention, $54. And it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. And there's information on the website. So if you go to tantrumcon.com, you can learn about, the deals for the hotel. The rooms for the hotel are super nice. I'm actually surprised at how cheap we're able to get the rooms. So check out that information on the website.
That's cool.
We also have like kid tickets, and I don't know if it's listed on the site, but we'll definitely have one day tickets as well. So there are different deals you can get. Is that not true? Everybody's giving me weird eyebrows.
I don't think so.
Is that not true?
No, they're just doing.
Just kidding. Yeah. Come for all 3 days.
It's just we're trying to make it so cheap that it's like, this is the deal.
Okay.
So you have kid tickets, and you have the regular badge tickets, and then we'll have some premium tickets as well for people that want some extra stuff.
Yeah.
Because we have several events and extra items to give away for those.
Yeah, there'll be some swag on the side too. Get your t-shirt, your hat, and all that cool stuff.
We'll have vendors there, so it's not just people. I mean, it'll be people with people.
They'll have human vendors, but we'll have a retail exhibitor hall area. We'll have a play area. We'll have a special room for some of the events that we're doing.
Special guests.
Yeah,
VIPs. The one that's already confirmed is Richard Lanius, which we talked about last week.
Yep.
But we'll as the weeks and months go on, we'll share some other people that will be joining us.
Yeah, so. So be sure to check that out, tantrumcon.com. Get all your info, get your tickets now, and we will definitely see you at the con.
Well, we hope you guys had a good Labor Day today playing extra board games on your day off. So what? Don't forget to
get a day off.
I hope I got one.
So don't forget to share all the info about TantrumCon with all your friends.
Yeah, all your friends, like physical friends and digital friends too. Social media. So share TantrumCon. We want this to be spread far and wide. So
thanks for joining us this episode.
We'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tantrum House Board Game Podcast. If you liked any part of this at all, find and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tantrumhouse.com. Like us, share us, email us, call us, or send us a postcard. Thank you.